So let's start at the beginning. What is Reading Rainbow? What's it about? And who are you reaching?
Sure. So Reading Rainbow is a children's television program that began in 1983 and ran for 26 years on PBS. It went off the air in 2009. It's a show that is designed to reach children in elementary school age who are just beginning to read, and to get them involved in the passion of reading, to develop a passion for reading, not just to teach them to read. That's for other people to do, including parents. What we do at Reading Rainbow is we develop a passion for reading in children so that they get information from books and from the written word about the world that they're about to inherit. So when it went off the air in 2009, LeVar Burton, who was the host for the entire 26 years that it was on TV, and I went ahead and bought all the licenses for the show, and we now are able to take the brand and bring it to the new generation of kids who are really more digitally focused than television focused. So we'll be able to bring kids written word, a love of written word to this generation of kids, as well as through video field trips, bring them all over the world and show them the world they're about to inherit.
So tell me a little bit about the concept of books and reading and love of reading, passion for reading.
Sure.
When you go digital.
Well, you can go whatever you want, right? So books or reading is thousands upon thousands of years old, right? It goes with the culture, the desire to, we're a social species and we want to share our stories with other people. Sometimes we share them originally around the fire verbally. And then as soon as any kind of writing happened, whether it's hieroglyphics or any kind of alphabet, we got into the, as a society, we developed the ability to tell our stories to other people. And that's how we group as a society. It's how we learn about each other. So books, whether it's digital or printed on paper or printed on papyrus as hieroglyphics, it doesn't matter. Storytelling is what matters, I think, to us as a society and as a culture. So that's, for us, telling stories is the way to communicate to all generations.
So really, Reading Rainbow is actually a storytelling company.
Reading Rainbow is a storytelling company. And I think that's why LeVar and I have had some success at it, is that we come from movies and television, which is another storytelling medium. And we know how to reach children. That's kind of been our sweet spot, is the ability to take kids, to reach kids where they want to be, whether it was on television or digital, and introduce them to reading and to literature so that they come back to the foundation of learning about the world around them through books. Because if you read a book, you can learn about anything that interests you, and you could really develop yourself as a person.
Is there any particular orientation in the target group, age group? Is there any particular focus in the kind of book you do?
No, other than literature. It has to be a good book. It can't be, you know, Alan buys a hat. That's not literature, right? Unless it's extremely good about Alan buying a hat. We really, all of the books in our service and all of the books that were on the original television series are books that you could have found in a bookstore. They were printed books. They went through the curative process from publishers and from us to ensure that they're good literature, so that they excite in children, they deliver something that's exciting for children, and that aren't just essentially movie stories that are told in a digital format.
Okay, so who's your target group age-wise?
Age-wise, it's elementary school. We look essentially 3 to 9 is our range, which is the people that are just beginning to be readers, the people are being read to by their parents, the people who can begin to crack the code and learn to read themselves, and the kids that were becoming independent readers.
So, I mean, this is a country, I was listening the other day on PBS, they were saying, I think the figure was 60% of the kids in school, public schools in Baltimore were leaving grade 3 without having reached the
functional literacy. Yeah. So the statistics that we have are that 1 in 4 children in this country are graduating high school functionally illiterate, which means they can read, but they can't read in enough way to function in society. And the stat that we have is that if you don't read a grade level by the time you're in the fourth grade, then you stand a 50% chance of not graduating high school. And in an economy where people with master's degrees are baristas because it's so hard to find a job, imagine what happens if you don't graduate from high school. That kid's future is determined for them by the fourth grade. If they can't read and they don't and therefore they won't graduate high school, what is their future going to be like? So we want to address early readers, get them passionate about reading so that they can then go anywhere and be anything that they want to be as adults.
You achieved something quite extraordinary when you launched the project. Yeah. And to me, it really was a light going on. I don't know if it was for you saying, wow.
Well, I say that every day, wow, right? Kickstarter was amazing for us. Kickstarter was a love letter from so many fans who grew up on the show. Kickstarter is probably a website that appeals to 20s and 30-year-olds and 40-year-olds, you know, who are in, and our audience grew up on reading Rainbow for all those years and that are in that age range. They understand Kickstarter, they understand giving back. And I think to some extent we met them where there's a lot of frustration in the world. You know, the polar ice caps are melting, the global climate is horrible, this is bad, that is bad. What can we do? What can we do? We want to do something. By giving to our Kickstarter campaign, you were kind of helping the same organization that helped you as a child. LeVar constantly gets people coming up to him saying, because of you, I'm a reader. Because of you, I'm a writer. Because of you, I'm this. Because of you, I'm that. And there was a way of them giving back a little bit to the next generation. And we're so grateful to them for it. We raised $5.5 million on Kickstarter. And then Seth MacFarlane, who is a big fan of the show and a big fan of what we're doing, gave another $1 million in matching funds at the end of the campaign. So we raised $6.5 million.
It's absolutely amazing. It is inspiring.
I think so too. Yeah, we're very grateful.
Did you expect that? Did you expect that?
No, God, no. Absolutely not. We had a target of $1 million. We would have been very happy to hit the million. We would have been ecstatic if we hit two. We would have been floored if we hit three. I think we just passed out when we hit six and woke up a few months later and go, oh my God, now we have to really continue to deliver on the products that we raised all that money for, which we're doing.
And now the question is, after that high, how do you go better?
The thing that we have to do after that high is to deliver to all, sorry, it was to deliver, what we have to do is to deliver to all those people and to our mission. We categorize reading the Kickstarter campaign as for every child everywhere. We wanted to bring what we're doing to every child everywhere. We've been on tablets. Tablets are a great medium, but they're expensive. We wanted to be on the web. We wanted to be in schools. We wanted to be as ubiquitous as possible. And we're, if we deliver on the promise of Kickstarter on the Every Child Everywhere campaign, then we've succeeded, I think, in our end of the bargain with all those people who contributed to our Kickstarter campaign. And we just launched Skybrary by Reading Rainbow, our service that was funded by the Kickstarter contributors on the web now so that people can join the Reading Rainbow movement and really enjoy our service on the online, which is much more ubiquitous than through tablets.
Well, I've asked a bunch of questions, but I guess my last one or my next one is there anything I didn't think to ask, anything I didn't know to ask, anything you just want to add?
You know what I think I want to add is it's much more rare that I get interviewed, much more often that LeVar gets interviewed. So for everybody out there who wonders about LeVar Burton as a person, I will tell you that he is the authentic man who you see on Reading Rainbow. He is a true believer in literacy and in in developing in children their potential to be the best they can be. And for everybody who doesn't know him as well as I know him, for all of your audience, I want them to hear that LeVar is that guy that you grew up with on Reading Rainbow. He is a very special person and who's dedicated his life to others. And that's pretty rare in Hollywood and pretty rare in the world.
Mark, it's been a great interview. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you, Alan.